Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend joining us this half hour. David Drake is here. David is the founder and the chairman of LDJ Capital, and he is a highly credentialed, highly accomplished global businessman and thinker. He's a cryptocurrency expert. That's how we found him. That's how we're the main reason why we invite him here, but it won't be the only reason why we'll invite him back. But he has become an expert in the area of the cryptocurrencies, and I've asked him to join us to talk to us about to help us sort out some things here. David Drake, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being on the show.
It's good to have you here.
Let's see what we can explore today.
So cryptocurrencies, 2 or 3 years ago, people would have heard of Bitcoin, but they might not have heard or been aware of the term cryptocurrencies, and that's a term that is important for people to understand, to differentiate it from digital money, right? From the money you have in your checking account that you never see because it's in digital form. That's not the same thing as a cryptocurrency, is it?
No, and you know what? The SEC and FINRA and the legal situations and courts are, you know, battling what is a cryptocurrency? How do you define it? Is it currency? Is it commodity? Is it a utility like a game token? And the problem is that people are trading these things.
Mm-hmm.
So the definition has been convoluted in the U.S. It's not completely 100% sure what is what, you know, and we're waiting for direction from the SEC to tell us what is what. How are you going to treat these things?
Well, I think it's a mistake for the – I always get nervous when the government gets involved in anything, David, but a cryptocurrency – is something that is not government money. Let's just call it that for now. Cryptocurrency is money that is not fiat money. It's not made by government. Some individual, some organization in the marketplace has created it. Is that right?
Yes. You know what? That's why we want to call it crypto assets. Because,
okay.
You know,
that's a good point. I like that. I like the way you're the only person I've heard say that. I like the way you say that.
Yeah, we have to call it crypto asset because currency is misleading. It's not a payment format. Some of these things are a utility. You know, there's a website called Steemit. Every time you publish something on that website, you get coins, Steemit coins.
Right.
And if you like an article, you're paying with Steemit coins. So it's a utility that you're using to reward people,
right?
You know, and you know, it in that essence, it's not considered a currency in my book.
Well, see, I agree with you. I think Bitcoin, the one that most people know about, that went to $20,000 per coin. Now it's what down under, was it $4,000 or $5,000 per? That's not really a currency. That's not really a currency. It's an asset class, isn't it?
But it started out as a currency. You know, in 2009, Satoshi, which we don't know who that was,
right,
created it in March 2009. He said there's going to be 21 million of these. That's it. And there's, you know, you use computers to mine that. And technically, you do a computer algorithm and calculation, and you can earn more coins. But there's only 21, and they reached close to 19 million by now, 18,
right.
19 million in total. And they were using that as a currency. But that at that time, you know what? 80% of the transactions were on the black market.
Right, and the dark web.
People selling things on the dark web.
Yeah.
Now that's changed. Now it's the reverse. Now, you know, but at that time, that was the only currency being used because of the financial crisis.
But when the valuation went nuts, and it started going through the roof, then it quit being a cryptocurrency, and it basically became a bunch of tulips, David, like Tulipomania. I mean, there was no.
You could argue that, And also, you know, it became more of a capital preservation. Look, mm-hmm. the institutions, the family offices we work with, the super wealthy that we work with, they want to preserve the capital.
Right.
Maybe, you know, for instance, I'll tell you what happened. When North Korea shot a missile over Japan,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody started saying, well, maybe we should have money in cryptocurrency. Well,
right.
Because if something landed in our country, we're preserving our capital in a cryptocurrency that is global and has no jurisdiction unless you take it out again.
Right, right.
So, you know, there's scenarios where it makes sense to protect your assets.
Mm-hmm.
But I think today it's more like a gold bullion. People don't usually use Bitcoin as much to pay, even though there's 100,000 merchants out there
right.
that you can pay with Bitcoin. Today, most of it is like, okay, it has the biggest liquidity in the world. Of all the exchanges in the world on crypto,
mm-hmm.
Bitcoin's the oldest with the biggest liquidity, maybe, what, 200 million today?
Hey, David, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get David to talk to us about some scenarios regarding the future of cryptocurrency, and then we'll eventually get into blockchain with David Drake. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.